If you'll repeat after me, Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I thank you.
I thank you.
That my eyes see.
That my eyes see.
My ears hear.
My ears hear.
And my heart does perceive.
And my heart does perceive.
That this word is for me.
That this word is for me.
Amen?
Amen.
So I'm going to take you to an Old Faithful. The Old Faithful in this situation is Psalm number 23. Psalm number 23. It's a psalm of David, and he's making a declaration. I was pressed to use the Amplified because of a couple of extra words that hopefully will bring a little bit of clarity as to why he's wanting us to pay attention. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. Notice he's not saying I might not lack. And if you remember John Becker telling us, the word shall is stronger than will. Okay?
Yes.
So take a good look. The Lord is my shepherd, to feed, guide, and shield me. I shall not lack. He makes me lie down. Notice it's he. Mm-hmm. It's not you just making a lazy day out of it.
No.
Got it?
Amen.
He makes me lie down in fresh, tender, green pastures. He leads me besides the still and restful waters. And it's confirmed in Revelation 7:17. Again, I believe he's directing that instruction. He makes me lie down. Doesn't mean that he feels like laying down. He may not want to rest. But he makes me, in other words, as a forceful response, to take a break. Stop your activity. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Stop the activity. Rest. In a green pasture. Tender. Tender green pasture. He leads me besides the lead. And again, it's being led. Mm-hmm. It's not just, oh my God, I have a big, big day ahead, so I might as well rest today. Mm-hmm. No. He's the one that's leading you. Verse 3, he refreshes. He refreshes. It's not you. He. And restores my life, myself. Whoa. I love the part about he restores myself. Your old self needs to be what? Restored. How? By being led by him. By his refreshing. He leads me in the path of righteousness. In parentheses it says uprightness and right standing with him. Notice it's he that leads me in this path of righteousness. It's not you thinking you did it all right. Say, I got it.
I got it.
He wants to do stuff.
He wants to do stuff.
For me to listen.
For me to listen.
Amen?
Amen.
Again, he leads me in the paths of righteousness, uprightness, and right standing with him, not for my earning it, but for his name's sake or for his nature's sake. His nature is to be at rest. He wants you and me to be at rest. Whoa. Yes, though I walk through the deep, sunless valley of the shadow of death, I will fear or dread no evil. Woo-hoo. It's a choice. You're willingly not going to fear or dread evil. Why? Because for you are with me. You see, sometimes we rattle off Psalm 23 out of the old King James, and it's like a ritual.
Amen.
Did you just notice that it's kind of directive?
Yeah.
And explaining that he wants us to be listening to him, not to self. He wants to renew the self. He wants to change the me into one who is totally at peace and in harmony with him. You're going to like this vision, by the way. Your rod to protect. Isn't that cool? And your staff to guide. And they comfort me. Now, how do you think the Israelites felt when they were looking at that Red Sea? And the armies behind them?
Yeah. Trapped.
Yeah.
Hopeless.
Think about it. Yeah, I can just hear the bickering.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Panicking.
Motor mouth on every level.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? He brought us here. We're about to die. Why didn't we die in Egypt? Motor mouth.
Yeah.
And here God's got his plan. And the part that's important, I think, is that Moses didn't have a plan. Did you hear me? Moses did not have a plan. The plan was God's plan, and he was unfolding it piece by piece. That's the vision. What did they find later on? Snakes.
Right.
See? So your two visions match this word. And you say, well, I don't know why he showed me that vision. Now, you know, maybe you get a clue. Maybe he's talking to more than one. Maybe he's talking to all of us. Amen?
Amen.
Your rod to protect and your staff to guide, they comfort me. When you are guided and you are protected, well, you're going to find a little bit of peace and comfort, aren't you?
Yes.
Absolutely. Amen.
And hopefully you're going to rest and enjoy the trip.
Right.
Who saw Jesus at the table?
I did, Gail.
Watch now, verse 5. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. How many enemies did Jesus have at that Last Supper?
One at least.
Better get a clue.
One at least, right?
All of them. They all walked away.
That's right.
They put their tails between their legs and ran. Peter was the first.
Yep.
He was angry because Jesus wasn't doing Peter's plan. Ah, why did he cut off the ear of the guide? Well, I'm angry.
That's right.
See, we think sometimes that the visions come for somebody else. The vision comes to give you a clue about what he's trying to do. When he told me about this psalm this morning, I said, you want me to talk about this morning? This is an oldie. He says, yeah, but they don't know it's a goodie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Got it?
Mm-hmm. Got it.
It's an oldie, but it's also a goodie. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. He was actually probably feeling very similar to our Savior. That's why, to me, when Jesus is called the Son of David, you've got a wake-up call right there. Because if you look at David's hassles with his family, I mean, let's face it, his own father left him in the woods with the sheep when the prophet is coming over.
That's right. He hid him.
Okay? We don't need him.
Right.
He's just the runt of the family. We don't need this kid. Huh?
Not important.
Not important, of no value to his father or brothers. The laughing stock because he smells.
Yeah.
Ha ha.
Sheep.
Yeah. Any barnyard smellers lately around you guys? You ever work in a barn?
Oh, yeah. Piggy.
I have.
Piggy.
Yeah, well, it's got a special smell of its own. Even the clothes, my mother would not allow us to wear barn clothes in the house. They had to stay on the outside of the house. Okay? There was what we called a, I guess it's a dirty clothes room. And that stayed out there. And there was a sink there, and you just had to clean up before you come into that kitchen. Otherwise, you were going to go without supper. Not in my house with those boots. Got it?
Got it.
You anoint my head with oil. My brimming cup runs over. It's not empty, is it? I got a tickle in my throat, so forgive me. Surely, verse 6, only goodness and mercy and unfailing love. What kind of love?
Unfailing.
Shall follow me all the days of my life, so he won't quit on you. He will not quit. All the days of my life and through the length of days, the house of the Lord and his presence shall be my dwelling place. Believe me, when the house that you and I is filled with his presence, like it was tonight, you could feel it. Tangibly, you could connect with it. I know I gave your feet a little sprinkle periodically, but there was a press to obey. There was a press to do what he said to do, not what you think should be done. Just do it. And the peace that was flooding me was not just flooding you, it was flooding all of us, because his presence was here. You could talk about it till the cows come home, but then you might have to go home and change your clothes. Right?
Right.
All right. You're also going to find that the aroma of the presence of the Lord is also something you can take home. And his angels that have been ministering to you, they're going to continue ministering to you tonight. So if you'll do me a favor now, you've got the word. The other scripture, I'm not going to go there. I'm just going to tell you what it is. James 5, I believe it's verse 14.
5:14.
Hold on a minute. James 5:14. Is anyone among you sick? He should call for the church elders, the spiritual guides, and they there's your four pillars. Yeah. And they should pray over him, anointing him with oil in the name of the Lord, or the Lord's name, nature. What I'm trying to make you aware of is this. Some people go to church and they taste it for an hour or two or three, and then the rest of the week they go off on their own. So do me a favor right now. Just close your eyes and put one hand over your heart. Say, Lord Jesus,
Lord Jesus,
I'm not leaving those angels here.
I'm not leaving those angels here.
I want to take them home with me.
I want to take them home with me.
The ones that are prepared to minister to me.
The ones that are prepared to minister to me.
And the ones that have been working on my case.
And the ones that have been working on my case.
I want to take them home.
I want to take them home.
And I'm choosing right now.
Right now.
To believe that they're coming with me. And they will continue to minister to me.
Every day.
Starting early in the morning. And they're on my case. Trying to get me free. I need to cooperate. So give me the grace to cooperate so that the victory that Jesus paid for
will not be wasted.
Will not be wasted. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
For what you did for me.
For what you did for me.
Thank you, King David.
Thank you, King David.
For writing this psalm.
For writing this psalm.
Because I know.
Because I know.
It's a pattern I need to take home.
It's a pattern I need to take home.
Take it to the bank and connect some interest.
Take it to the bank and connect some interest.
Amen.
Amen.
And that interest is deliverance.
And that interest is deliverance.
And it's freedom.
And it's freedom.
In Christ Jesus.
In Christ Jesus.
He's never going to leave me.
He's never going to leave
me. He's on my case.
He's on my case.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Gee, now I don't know. Could this coughing stuff be cleaning house?